at the hour mark. I'm amazed at how fast this hour goes. Just before I jump back to you, John, I had a trailer I wanted to play for The Last Caller on Black 47, the new movie based around the time of the famine, about a lone Connacht Ranger who comes back to find his family dead from a genocide. So maybe if we can get that trailer playing, 100% recommend everyone check it out. Hopefully it's good enough here.
I love this country.
What's left of it?
The scenery. You peasants are all the same. No appreciation of beauty.
Beauty would be held in much higher regard, sir, if it could be eaten.
This is the final order to vacate. We are taking the roof off.
No!
The English cannot be forgiven.
We've received reports of a deadly attack on a constabulary station in Connemara.
What do you want?
One of our Connacht Rangers. I understand that he is an effective soldier.
He is.
Find this man.
He was the best soldier I ever met.
Sir, you are in grave danger.
Do you think this is the first time our lives have been threatened?
This is different. If I kill a man, they call it murder. If they do it, they call it war. Where will my family get their justice, if not from me?
Everyone's dying of hunger and they're putting food on a boat.
He's a danger to us all.
Won't be leaving here without you.
The trailer for Black 47, again, it's based around a time of the famine, which was really just a genocide, and that exterminated. Ireland had a population of 9 million during the 1800s, during the 1900s, sorry, 1800s, and after that it dropped down to 3 to 4 million, and it hasn't recovered that since. So, brilliant film, touches on a lot of truth that history kind of covered up. But yeah, so we were, John, just before we got off the line, you were telling me a story about how some of the Irish would light ablaze the British ports for the Germans to bomb. And I was kind of saying that at the time that Ireland was a neutral country, and at the time, De Valera, the Taoiseach, or the Prime Minister of Ireland, liked the fact that Nazi Germany was nationalistic, because at the time Ireland just got its independence and had a good enough relationship with Germany at the time. There's a famous scene before Hitler declared war, invaded Poland. He gave an address where he actually addressed the Irish Prime Minister and pronounced the name right, because he knew that if he could antagonize Ireland, that they might stay out of the war, which they did. But they also helped the Allies, because the Germans made plans to invade Ireland called, I can't remember the name of it, but it was Operation Green, where they're planning to invade Ireland and then obviously invade Ireland through through Britain, through that way. So, sorry to cut across you there, but I just wanted to bring full circle.
No, that's okay, but that kind of folds into what I'm talking about now. And absolutely, the potato famine was engineered. It was a genocidal planned event, but it's happening now worldwide, including Ireland. You're taking, tens of thousands of African imports into Ireland. There's no reason for that other than it would be used as bioweapons to foment a worldwide invasion of Christian white countries. And it goes back to the Bible and the Tower of Babel. And what's happening now in the world today is a factual Tower of Babel being fomented by, I don't care how it sounds anymore, because if you can't name your enemy, you can't defeat them. But Jewish interests are behind all this. And again, it goes back to the Kavanaugh hearing, and I don't know if you watched it, but here you have an upstanding Irish Catholic strong constitutionalist for the court. It's impeccable. And you have an antagonist in the form of this psychology professor that has a checkered past and a washed social media, and they wouldn't even introduce the yearbook of her activities growing up, which would obviously paint a less than demure picture of who she really was. But she's surrounded by two Jew lawyers and has another Jew lawyer whispering in her ear. I mean, it's prophetic. It's like a punchline to every Jew joke you've ever heard. Not to mention the fact that, you know, four and five of the leading members of the Senate committee are Jews. I mean, it's incredible. Why on earth, at every seminal moment of any country, of any import, and in America, they represent roughly 2% of the population at large, why on earth, if it weren't planned or organized or controlled, how you could have, let's pretend it's happenstance, but if you get 2% of the population in every single seminal moment, there's Jew or multiple Jews involved in someone like a man of incredible character and intelligence like Kavanaugh being railroaded this way, there's Jews abound.
But John, I'm gonna play devil's advocate, and I think it will help me as you. But for me, I think you're 100% right in what you're saying. I agree with you completely. But then I look at the perspective of there's probably more than likely a higher form of religion that is behind all this, an esoteric religion that's higher than Christianity, that's higher than Judaism, and that's higher than Mohammedism or Islam. That is a play at this that dates back through Freemasonic times and pre-Christian, pre-Judaic times. And I think as a troop movement, when we end up pigeonholing ourselves into one thing, we end up getting a tunnel vision, you know? So the Jewish question, well, my guard. Yeah, go ahead. Sorry, I'm not. What I'm trying to get.
Well, let's. I'm going to fold in perspective for you for what you're saying. And I don't disagree with you, because I think what you're talking about is Satanism. I think what you're talking about is people that worship, because I truly believe that the world system is controlled by satanic pedophiles that use children as commodities and ritualistic and sexual rituals. But let's go back to the Bible. Let's go back to Christ in John 8:44. What did he say in John 8:44? You're a good Irish Catholic, I imagine. You know the verse?
I don't.
You're your father,
the
devil. Right. You are your father, the devil.
Yeah.
He was a liar from the beginning and spoke lies. You know not the truth. He was speaking to the Sanhedrin Jews.
Yeah.
Judaism, in modern world, Judaism is not a religion. They'll flip back and forth, but the vast majority of those who call themselves Jews today are agnostic or atheistic.
Yeah, but for me, and I think we're on the same page here, I think this is what I try to do. People always kind of argue at me for not having a side, but I try to see both sides so I don't fall prey to the traps that they set for us. Because I think when we fall into the Jewish question as a truth movement, when there's so much truth there to it, and there's no denying that, and I think a lot of these times that Jewish question sometimes is put there as a trap for us to fall into. And I think if we really call it out for what it is, which is Satanism, and you're on the money, if we can focus
Absolutely.
On that, we change the perspective of the argument, because now when we're approaching people that we're trying to wake up or debate or have an argument with, the wording is very important. So when, for me in Ireland, Irish people would blame the Catholics for everything. After the English left, the Catholic Church just became an even worse power here in Ireland, unfortunately, and got completely away from its Christian roots and beliefs. So, you know, when you ask me, I'm a Catholic man.
Post-Vatican II in 1965. I can, if you don't want to hear it, but I can tell you it was behind that.
No, I'm not saying that, and I think it's not that I don't want to hear it. I'm on your side. I just don't want all of us to fall prey to being put in a pigeonhole. And I think that's at the start of the conversation. at the start of the show, I was trying to point that out, that even though I'm an Irish man and I am very moved by Irish music, by the Irish language, by the flag, the system itself has been there for me to accept in the first place. And I think with a lot of these, with the troop movement as well, the system is there, kind of pre-set up for us to fall into, even if it makes perfect sense. And it does, and I agree with it completely. And I'm playing devil's advocate, because the only thing I can do on this show, and the only thing I ever wanted to do to even do the show, was to just give that different perspective to hopefully stop people falling into certain traps. Because what I'm saying, John, is, and I see it happening with people in the troop movement, let's say if you do mention the Jewish question, and you've probably caught this yourself, where people will turn off. The kind of, it's like if you mention 9/11, you know, and people kind of go, oh, here we go, we know where this is going. And 9/11, even though it was completely orchestrated, it was, eventually it became a trap of the troop movement, where we couldn't get out of that. And you've seen Alex Jones do kind of, it happened to him, more say or less,
right,
where he got so trapped in this, he brought the troop movement with him, and we all got lost in that trap too. So I think with the Jewish question, it's true, but then it's how do we get out of that pigeonhole that's set for us, so then we have the upper hand? And I think when you call out what is Satanism, you're on the money. And there's no question or doubt that inside Judaism, the religion itself, there's a religion higher than most Jews know.
Right.
And it's the same for Christians. Yeah. So.
Correct. And what you're saying is true, because for the most part, people are ignorant because they don't take the time to really research it, because there's no fun, there's no money, there's no distraction in seeking truth. There's only fulfillment if you have a belief in the risen Christ and in God that to make sense of the world. But at the same time, you talk about the famine in Ireland. You talk about the Holodormo in Ukraine. You talk about the murder of 20 million Orthodox Christian Russians post-Tsar. And the players behind that were all Jews. But the problem is because there hasn't been a plethora of movies like there has the so-called Holocaust, it's been shoved down our throat for every generation. And I've got several years on you, so I have maybe just from age.
No, I'm not denying that at all.
But it's been decades upon decades upon decades of movies and entertainment, so-called, that are nothing more than propaganda to push this narrative. And so people go to the movies, they watch this, and then when people talk about the facts of it behind the scenes, and you know, you know as well as I do, that history is written by the victors, it's necessarily true.
And I think
people have an emotional
the
response, and they'll shut off to facts.
And I think what's interesting about the Holocaust thing, people don't realize that what the Nazis did was only scraping the lid of what the communists did before their time.
Absolutely.
And after the time.
It's
and they
numbers.
Learned most of their stuff from the communists.
Well, and
you know,
and it's something else people don't know, that Israel harbors hundreds of war criminals that are Jews that saw to the murder of civilian Germans post-World War II. It's acknowledged.
Wow.
The last week, Poland tried to get extradition for a Jew that was responsible for the murder of 2,500 women and children post-war. And, of course, Israel's not going to acknowledge that. But that gets subverted. You probably didn't even know about that story. And that's the other problem.
John,
which is why they want
to... I'm going to have to cut through, but I'm going to have a challenge for you for next week, and for me and all the listeners, is to maybe compile... It'd be great if you could compile some sort of recommended reading. In your honest opinion, because you're a very well-read man, and maybe I'd like you to call in next week, and maybe go through a list of these recommended reading for me, myself, and the listeners. Would that be something you'd be interested in? Would that be a challenge you'd be up to? Hello, John. I think we might have lost John. But John, if you can hear me there, please, I hope you're up for that challenge. Can we go to the next caller? Hello? seems like things have just dropped off there. I think we just lost John. I thought it was my connection. Apologies, guys. I just gave John a task to come back maybe next week with a recommended reading list for all of us, the listener and myself. He seems to have a wealth of knowledge. And again, this just shows driven by you and you helping me and the listeners. Do we have Jerry there? Is Jerry on the line? Jerry dropped. That's no problem at all. Sorry, guys. I have to apologize. I'm on the top of a mountain. Well, it's more of a hill up in Cork, in the middle of Ireland, in the bottom of Ireland. And it's pretty windy, so I apologize for the technical difficulties we're having there. But I know that the question is very, very powerful with people. And I think all I'm trying to do is try to help people not get caught into a pigeonhole that they might set themselves into. Because truth, I think, is neutral. It doesn't care what side you're on. It's neutral. It's a sword, okay? And I think before you can wave the sword of truth around, you have to stab yourself with it first and feel the pain of losing everything you've held dear beliefs-wise and letting go and accepting the reality of things. And there's no doubt, you know, you can look at history and see that a lot of these prominent players are in the Jewish community. But if you start focusing on that one thing, where will your thinking lead? You'll start to see everything as the Jewish problem or the Jewish question or Jewish issue. And it will narrow your focus, even though that part might be true. You know, and you can say the same for everything. People do it with the Catholics. They used to blame the Catholics for everything as well at the same time. So I try to catch myself before I fall into a hole to make sure what I'm getting into is right, what's the other angles. And again, guys, I'm trying to be devil's advocate here because I don't want to come on this show and give everyone something they've heard before. I don't want to reconfirm your beliefs either. You know, I hope it's my job sometimes to challenge you, the listener. And, you know, if you disagree with me, even better, because that means we've connected in some way. And I think growing up listening to the Truth Movement, you know, there's a lot of people I would listen to just to agree with. And it's nice to have people there who speak in your thoughts. But then listen to people that I disagree with or I found a different angle on things really made me think more and to really dive home on what they were trying to say. I really do feel the winter coming here in Ireland. And we have a Mike on the line.
I'm on the air, I think. Can you hear me?
Mike, how are you getting on?
Oh, well,
I hope you're in a nice warm house. The sun is shining in, because right now I am freezing. This military uniform doesn't keep me too much warm.
I have been hearing some stuff about Europe's weather in the last few weeks, monsoon-type stuff all across Scandinavia and whatever. So, yeah, fall has arrived for us, but we're, you know, warming back up a little bit today and tomorrow, I think, but we're stair-stepping down toward the short days of winter, that's for sure. But, you know, I think when we're talking Israeli and political directions, we have to mention what direction these tech sector is going. So that's
definitely, and let's touch on that. I hear the music come in. Let's definitely touch on where the tech sector is going when we come back from this segment. This is a man's world.
Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, hawthorn, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle, feeds our body with the nutrients we need to keep healthy. Just listen to what Arthur had to say.
I was just telling you what a great product you have. I have used this about 10 years ago, after I had congestive heart failure. And it fixed me up and got me going for the last 10 years. Lately, I've been having heart trouble again, so I placed another order because this was the only thing that ever worked. And I just wanted to let you know that you have a great product. Thank you very much.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877- 928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Network, and yeah, you know, it's one of the rare examples of true independent radio that still exists, and without your support, I wouldn't have a home, I wouldn't have callers like you calling in, and, you know, it wouldn't be a place where we could listen to some more diverse ideas that's much needed. So, Mike, you were talking about willpower and how in the military, or in general, the use of auto-suggestion is used way too much. I guess you were talking about Dan Brown, who does a great series that I think everyone needs to check out. And you were talking about how he was able to whittle people down to make some sort of Manchurian candidate.
Yeah. It's called The Assassin. It was on BBC Four. And I think to do damage control, the Discovery Channel on this side of the pond, as the expression goes, I think they did a version that was more easily debunked than his. And so it was put out there as, you know, flawed in concept. And I've heard that, I kind of got into an argument with a professor, you know, from Western Kentucky University who's claimed to be an epidemiologist and all this, ex-police officer and stuff. He says the MK Ultra and the MK projects had over ambitious goals. You know, I still have yet to see men who stare at goats, you know, with what's his name, Kentuckian the actor who's probably gay.
Oh yeah,
I can't remember his name right now, but anyway, he had a motorcycle wreck recently over in Italy. What I wanted to do before I went on with that topic was, you had mentioned, you know, Republic Broadcasting being independent. And I would like to address what's going on. You know, the ham radio or amateur radio in England, and I guess probably most of the British Isles, they have a band that is, I guess it's supposed to be for non-commercial use, but it coincides with the American commercial radio FM band from 86 to 108 megahertz. And so they could, and they did, make very cheap kits from different companies like Veronica and things like that, basically a transmitter kit. And you could get, you know, or tune your own antenna. And in England, you know, they've done this for a long time. They've been able to, unless they've changed the law and I haven't heard about it, they've been able to put up a little station, and then they can have people around their neighborhood or their boroughs can tune into that with cheap American radios that they could mail order. And because those cheap American radios probably are easy to conceal, and you don't necessarily need a license for them. You know what I'm saying? Everything, and that's what they're going to in America, is they're trying to get rid of anything that's not essentially monitored and licensed, and that would include the FM band, because they are, the military is using it as an excuse, and they're, what do you call it, mastering the human domain. They're taking 100 megahertz of the old big mesh C-band satellites that the TV and radio stations still use to distribute their network programming and to uplink. It is not, like right now, my network here at my local TV station is not fading due to all this rain I mentioned, because it's in the C-band. Well, this 5G expansion, they're grabbing every piece of spectrum they can find an excuse to grab. Because the military's on this big old C-band, they're wanting to take, oh, well, we need, you know, we got to move over to the FM band. And if the FM band becomes occupied by military purposes in America, it becomes criminalized in order to be on there. Up until, including right now, it's a civil penalty. If you get a little Veronica kit or something like that, and you decide you're going to broadcast out to your neighbors and your farm, the Republic Broadcasting that you get off of the KU band, which is on the same satellite in America, it's 89 degrees west, I think. It's on the KU band called Free-to-Air Satellite. Right now, you could take that down and put it into an FM transmitter and broadcast out to your farm and maybe a few neighbors, you know, a little 10-watt to maybe up to a 50 or 75-watt signal. And in order for them to find you, they would probably have to task, you know, satellite assets in order to find you, because you, chances are you're going to be using a little Yagi antenna that goes out sideways and won't reach up to space. But, you know, anyway, you can still listen to media privately right now. Like, you could bring down that free-to-air satellite and have it out in your work shed, workshop, basement, or wherever you're not near a cell phone. And they don't know that that input is going into your brain. And part of that mastering the human domain is to monitor all the inputs and outputs of all the human assets or brains on the planet. So they can, you know, you can go back and determine, see, all this stuff is going into your X key score file. People don't understand the scale of the situation. They're vacuuming it all up. So a lot of this stuff that you hear in the media talking about, you know, Trump being tapped, it's all a farce. They're vacuuming up everything and associating everything with you in your X key score graph. William Binney and Snowden pointed this out.
I want to touch on something once we get back from the break.
Okay, sure.
Some really important points. Just stay online. We'll come back just after this break.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website. The patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
This is sure for Michael.
I couldn't understand you there.
A bit like the Gaelic in that song. I barely understand it.
Okay.
I was saying that was for you. That's, I'm sure Mick is probably short for Michael, I'm guessing.
Yeah, Michael is what I usually go by. But
any Irish ancestry?
Oh, I do believe so. My first cousin went all over there after he researched his tree and traipsed around and looked at all that stuff. We're in the Connellys, however you spell it. And,
Connelly.
Connelly is how they pronounce it over here in eastern Kentucky. But yeah, we got a lot of...
Connelly, yeah, there's a few famous Connellys.
O'Connelly, which probably is O'Connelly. One of the forms of it. Everything gets Anglo-Americanized, you know, when they came over here, some of them.
Well, you know, when most of them came over, a few things they didn't want to do was, if they had an O at the end of their name, well, most of them couldn't spell their name because they were illiterate. And also, if they removed the O, it didn't give away that they were Irish to a certain extent. Having an O or a Mac was an indication that you're Irish. And at that time in America, the Irish were absolutely despised and hated. But you were talking about what was interesting. I'm trying to, I guess, conceptualize it in my head. You were talking about how they're going to remove the FM bands.
Well, they're going to criminalize it. I think they're going to criminalize it because there's right now there's too much. But they are, I think, in the long term, they've been destroying the one-way broadcast business model. They're trying
Interesting is I remember maybe a few years ago that they removed the national TV station here from, you know, you couldn't tune in anymore to get the station. You had to, it was a cable. You had to plug into your TV, and you couldn't tune in to that station anymore. So I found
on
it
antenna.
Interesting. That
there are still antenna TV. Yeah. There is still antenna TV in Britain, though, right? They still have aerials.
Yeah, there is. But you can see them, how they're removing it out. But what's interesting is that the new generation would not even know about this because
they don't need...
Yeah,
they use their phones. They're all sucked into their phones.
And it's the same, I think, what's going to happen to radio as soon as this 5G technology comes in, which they've done the studies, is such a dangerous technology to the human, the kind of immune system, because it interacts in so many different ways with the magnetic field of the body and just so many dangerous things. And then couple that with how they'll move everything over to the 5G network, which gives them the excuse to, or the military and government to say, well, we've moved everything over, so we're going to now take over these bands and use them for our use. So it will eventually try and kick off and legalize and criminalize, as you said, anyone else trying to put out any other information.
Right. And the digital broadcast model into TVs, and even now they have satellite receivers that can pick up the free-to-air. The free-to-air receivers now have a what they call IPTV tuner in them as well, so you can plug it in with a DSL or even Wi-Fi. And so you think, okay, I'm able to watch my Russia Today, and Big Brother doesn't know. But that receiver, just like they've caught, I think, LG and Samsung and some others, they have caught them phoning home the packets of information to their home office, to their servers. This one guy did a demonstration using a man-in-the-middle modem plugged into his Wi-Fi, plugged into his Samsung smart TV, and he took a thumb drive and plugged into that smart TV with a file on it labeled kiddie porn or something silly like that, and he caught the packets labeling that going home to the Samsung servers. And they had to, I think, play damage control with that. But all of these network devices, generally, you know, your phones and stuff, listen for software updates. And the Ant catalog that Snowden leaked, and I've talked to so many people that don't even know who Snowden is. They really don't even know. You know, you got no clue. The movie was only in the theaters for like 3 or 4 weeks because it failed miserably. I think it was done on purpose that way. But, you know, Oliver Stone is an Oliver Stone film. You'd think, you know, people would have went and ran to see it. But I saw people falling asleep in the theater when I went to go see it because I had a suspicion it wasn't going to be around long. I went the first week that it was open, and it was gone within a couple of weeks. Now it's out there on Roku and everything. But, you know, Joseph Goebbels, in the 30s, what did he do? He gave away free radios throughout the 30s so Third Reich propaganda could be disseminated, saturate the population. So what happened
interesting is he found Obama's administration?
What happened to all during Obama's administration in America? Oh, got me Obama phone. Everybody got a free phone just about it, that could qualify for it, and it just saturated the market with people that were able to get on the Wi-Fi.
You know, it's interesting, Joseph Goebbels, what he did was he figured out the perfect ratio to get propaganda through entertainment. So they would play lots of orchestras of German kind of national music, a lot of soaps that were based around topics that they wanted to push through, but to dramatize it so people would be engaged, to drop their logical, rational brain. And then he found that straight-out propaganda never worked. You had to disperse it in between entertainment, music, and maybe some ads. So, yeah.
Well, and fear, and that was back instilling in 1930s. Fear, instilling fear, and then you play your commercial break, because the power of suggestion works better after you've instilled some fear. So you lead a, you know, before you go to your news break on the news, you talk about how there is the CDC alarmed that, Bill Gates talks about a disease X. After this break, we'll talk about it or something. You know, you put some fear into the audience, and then their suggestibility goes up for your commercials. And then you put in the commercials, you put some fear about some disease, and you need this drug, you know. So there's a lot of,
you know,
a lot to that.
I come from a marketing background, and there's such a prevalent use of what I would call not ethical marketing. I think there's a lot of great products out there, and you hear them on this network, that really do genuinely help people. And I think people, and rightly so, who should be, I guess you got to call them in America, snake oil salesmen. There's a lot of them, and they just give sales and marketing a bad rap, I think. And I think there's a lot of good products and marketers out there who try to, you know, help people with people's problems.
I'm going a long way around the mountain. A long way around the mountain here, but my point is, got to support independent media and do not let them take away what's left that we can take in without having to be hooked up to the internet like RBN. If you want to, you can listen to it privately with the free-to-air satellite, and that's the same satellite Russia Today is on. It's the same satellite that the Sky Angels channels were on. There may be a couple of those left, so you don't have to watch Russia Today, but you can hit the little radio button and flip over and listen to RBN, and Big Brother doesn't know, as long as you're not hooked. Your TV is not around a phone, and that would include cordless phones as well as cell phones, you just never know when they're on, and they want to catalog everything you're doing and all the entertainment you're taking in. So that's their goal, is mastering the human domain.
You know, I think it's interesting is...
Go ahead.
I think what's interesting is I think with the mastering of the human domain, I might be a bit pessimistic on this, but I think it's something, the human mind is something I think they've mastered for a long time. I guess you'd call it the mass human mind is the forever, I think, figured out how we tick. I think man is the oldest studied animal on the planet. I think we forget about that there's been studying animals or humans for centuries. What seems to be the biggest problem is us individuals. We're the ones who flag their system, because we break through the conditioning to a certain extent, and we're the ones who are the most interesting to them, because they're trying to figure out what makes us tick as individuals, and
Once you become aware of it, though, you can tend to short-circuit and pollute their database. You can like things you don't like on your Facebook page. You can leave your TV on channels that you don't normally watch when you're gone. And you can, or put the radio, when you're charging your phone, put the radio on something that is not normally what you would listen to. And that'll go into their, you know, it'll be associated with your device fingerprint. But increasingly, even the cars, you know, they're all Bluetooth enabled in the radio. Entertainment choices goes through that radio and on out the OnStar and on out your phone. So you can play around with that and pollute their database quite a bit.
I'll leave CNN on everywhere.
Or some Arabic network and see if you get followed.
They might think I'm Jared ISIS.
Arabic and foreign channels on that free-to-air satellite. There's all kinds of Arabic and other Farsi and foreign channels. There's Chinese channels. It's amazing how much media in this country, in America, is out there that people have no clue about, that's in foreign languages. And they've taken over a lot of the licenses for broadcast stations, that they use somebody's name that's a relative or whatever, but it's actually owned by foreigners, and that's illegal. They own and control it in a group status, but they have some relative that has U.S. citizenship status, actually have the license in their name. It's really the wild west of broadcasting, and they're picking on us, a little rural TV station that is fulfilling the mission of being culturally and locally relevant to this area, and they're trying to fine us $144,000 if we go back on the air, $10,000 a day, and the so-called flagship station for Alex Jones got a whopping $15,000 fine. Now, tell me he doesn't know the double secret handshake or something. This guy,
well,
and his...
let me tell you something about Alex Jones. Here's my opinion on him, and I was thinking about it recently because I see now that PayPal has banned him as well, and I think what I've noticed is he's been built up, and I'm not the first person to talk about this. I know Alan Watt talked about it quite a lot. He's been built up to basically, in my view, whether he knows it or not, to take over the troop movement, and then his actions will now reflect on the entire troop movement. So when he does things that are out of fringe, it's now...
What do you think of Mike Adams? What do you think of Mike Adams, the health ranger? I have to wonder. I'm trying to maybe start
I don't know,
a profile
you know,
with...
I think I like the stuff he puts out. I think he does focus a lot on health, and that's all I've really listened to him for.
I'm starting to put up a real video profile for my station there and myself. But anybody can be compromised and got to. If you become big enough, as I think William Colby might have actually said, William Colby, XCI director, found up the creek without his canoe. He supposedly went for a paddling trip, you know. He said something to the effect of anybody of any significance in the media is controlled by the CIA. And I would say above that is the Israelis. Amdocs and InfoSys infiltrated our phone networks before the NARIS devices infiltrated our phone networks. And that got sold to Boeing. But it's ridiculous how much they can slurp up with those NARIS devices. I agree.
And then I think about some positions I might be in myself. Like, I have a lot of opinions. Like, I could say that I know a lot of listeners and callers would probably not agree with me on. And I think, especially the position I'm in, I try to be very centralist anyway, because I think there's always two sides to a coin. And there's five sides to a pyramid, you could say. And I think the only side you can ever see in total is two, if you stand beside a pyramid. And I think in life, for me, especially on this network, I have a lot of strong opinions. You know, I think if you were listening last week, I guess I put the question out there as regards to the Jewish question. And I think because I see the traps people fall into as soon as they jump to put themselves in a category. And I think, you know, with regards to, being compromised, and you're right, a lot of people are. I think most people might not know the full story. We don't know. And I think this is the thing. You'll never know. And I think for me, who honestly knows? Yeah.
The rationalization, though, that, maybe they did do 9/11, but you don't know the full story. You still have a country that you can live in, right? You know, maybe they know more than you do. I don't think that's a very safe place to be, because absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely, and we're seeing what's happening in China with the control that they have over facial recognition and all this biometrics, you know, where your social credit score drops below a certain point, you can't even get on the commuter train, let alone own a car.
And, well, there's a great episode, if everyone has ever watched Black Mirror, I think it's in the third season, that they touch on something like that. Black Mirror is great because it's the different episodes are not connected to each other, but to touch on different aspects of a dystopia. And each one has a very, very dark side to use the technology. And one of them is a social score, where if people dislike you for a certain reason and your social score drops, there's a scene in this where someone couldn't get into work because the door would not open for him because he had a low social score.
Well, that's going on Facebook right now. I think that was going on MySpace prior to that, and the shadow banning stuff, they can easily, you know, somebody somehow has the dream team of lawyers to sue Facebook and get them to reveal how they're doing this. then they'll have it all cataloged. Look, we had people in this community that did not like this guy, so we curbed his interactions with the community to protect our community, to protect our business, you know, as per our community standards. And they're so vague. The community standards are so vague, nobody knows how to navigate them. They can always have fake profiles downranking you and squashing you and turning your volume down. But I'll let you go, man. I don't want to take your
Mike, thanks for the call. You're very informative. Please call in next week. I'd love to hear from you. And we'll take this next break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health, and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
In the merry month of June, from me home I started, left the girls of June, nearly broken hearted, saluted father dear, kiss me darling mother, drank a pint of beer, me grief and tears to smother, then off to reap the corn, leave where I was born, cut to stealth back torn, to banish ghosts and goblins, a brand new pair of brogues, rattling o'er the bogs, frightening all the dogs, on the rocky road to Dublin, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, put the hare and turn her down the rocky road, all the way to Dublin, whack for lolly ride.
So we're back, guys. We're just coming very close to the very end of this two-hour radio show. Again, every Sunday, it goes too quick. And for me today, I've definitely been going down the rocky roads all the way to Dublin, as I am here sitting in the sunny Dublin. Hopefully, we're going to have a good week coming for everyone. I know times are tough. It just seems like it's increasing. The dystopian future is increasing every day, but I think what we have to remember is our exposure to this news has also increased every day. And I think what we have to understand is we need a break from that also. So don't you know, this coming week, try not to get so taken into what's going on in the world, because you need to keep your sanity in these times. And I think with us here together, doing what's right and also being at peace with ourselves and finding happiness in the time we have and meaning in the suffering, because I really do think that those who are awake have done the highest thing imaginable, well, one of the highest things imaginable on this planet, to break through so much conditioning to be aware. I think, honestly, in my humble opinion, that if there's something out there and there's something after this life, then it, I think it's for those truth seekers, those who are willing to risk themselves to learn the truth, whether it be social repression, isolation, because at the end of the day, you feel it inside you. There's something, a strong connection between you and, you know, whatever is kind of over us. There's just something undeniable there. And I think we all know once you get into truth, you have a closer connection to yourself, the rest of humanity, your ancestors, your past, the future, and God, if there is one. And I think everyone knows that when you get into truth to the extreme level, you end up becoming a believer. You kind of leave your church to a certain extent of the mind, and you return to a different type of church in your mind, a family of higher meaning for yourself. So no matter what happens to you, you know that your spirit will live on, because something deep inside has kind of ignited. You've connected with your spirit, you could say, because there's a soul and there's also a spirit, and I think they're two different things. And I think everyone is born with a soul, and I think our mission is to connect with our spirit, and I think that maybe the quickest way to do that is through truth, because it really does cut through the lies and the BS that's put in front of us. So, you know, don't go too hard on yourselves this week. You've done something that most people will never get a chance to do. Of all the generations that passed, you're here. You're now ahead of that genetic line, and you found truth in something that's the most beautifulest thing on the planet. It's almost really emotional for me to even talk about, because I think we've done it to some extent. We've made it in that regard, that we've put ourselves out there and be able to risk our own beliefs for something higher. And that's one of the greatest things that anyone can do. And so I hope you have a great weekend and a great week. And also, hopefully I'll see you next Sunday. Please call in, let me know, and I'm looking forward for another great week. And we'll see you right back here. And again, guys, without your support, this network is nothing. So please support the network. And thank you for tuning in and listening to me on this Sunday broadcast.
We safely landed, called myself a fool. I could no longer stand it. Blood began to boil. Temper I was losing. Poor old Aaron's Isle. They began abusing. Harami stones inside a shillelagh. I looked like Galway boys were dying. So I was a hobbling with a loud hooray. Joined in the affray. Quickly cleared the way for the rocky road. The double and one, two, three, four, five. At the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, whack the lollyrah. At the hair and turn her down the rocky road. All the way to Dublin, whack the lollyrah.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com. Educate.
Classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsite.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.